Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 48 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 48 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
Hi, I'm Shanna Ballman-Tice, owner of Payroll Restoration. I help businesses fix broken payroll. You might have heard the IRS stopped sending notices when COVID hit, but that doesn't mean they forgot about you. There are now thousands of businesses waking up to IRS letters about payroll inconsistencies going back as far as 2020. If you've received one of these notices, I can help. You can find me at payrollrestoration.com. Book a call today.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89 and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old and I am in excellent health. Please go to Solti.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Solti.com.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. That's old news. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, you now have tons of options. Save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect. We scan your location and offer you the best TV and internet options. And we always have specials and promotions. So when you call, ask about that. Take 5 minutes of your time. Make this free call now and learn how to save money and get better internet and TV for your home anywhere in the U.S. Make this simple and free call now.
800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. That's 800-697-0433.
Attention, you're listening to The Todd Huff Show, America's home for conservative, not bitter talk and education. Be advised, the content of this program has been documented to prevent and even cure liberalism, and listening may cause you to lean to the right. And now, coming to you from the Full Suite Wealth Studios, here's your conservative but not bitter host, Todd Huff.
Well, that is right, my friends. You've successfully and ever so wisely tuned in to America's Home for Conservative, Not Bitter Talk. I'm your host, the one, the only, the ever so benevolent dictator here behind the microphone, Todd Huff. It's my, again, pleasure to be here today. If you want to be part of the conversation, you can email your thoughts, questions, feedback, adoration, and praise always at todd@toddhuffshow.com. That's the best way to do it. You can sign up for the newsletter. That's probably the best way to do it, to email us back there with thoughts and questions about the actual content. But you can do it however you wish. The newsletter is free, which you can get at toddhuffshow.com/innercircle. Just go to the main page and you'll find it. So anyway, friends, it's good to be here. So there are several things I want to get to today. Several things that I want to get to. First, this is day number, 23. Day 23 of the Schumer shutdown. We're going to talk about the filibuster today. We're going to talk about U.S. debt. Federal debt has eclipsed $38 trillion with a T. $38 trillion. We've got, of course, this government shutdown that's out there, which is now the second longest in U.S. history. We have all this pandemonium, or I don't want to say pandemonium. I want to say meltdowns about the White House ballroom project. The left thinks that it has another message winner by going after Trump. But again, what do they rely on? What do they always rely on? They rely upon, for these stories to be effective, for their narrative to take root, they rely upon ignorance amongst the American people. Ignorance about the truth, ignorance about reality, ignorance about the Constitution, ignorance about, you name it, reality altogether. This is, of course, a prerequisite to buy into the narrative of the radical left. And then, time permitting, I want to talk a little bit about the redistricting push here. It really ties more into the government shutdown, people calling for the filibuster, just that whole situation. So I'll probably talk a little bit specifically about Indiana and the redistricting, the calls for redistricting this state. And there's other states too, but I'm just in Indiana. Many of you who listen to this program are Hoosiers as well. And so that's where we're headed today, my friends. So that's what we're going to do. Before we do that, though, my friends, let me remind you, I'm coming to you from the Full Suite Wealth Studios. And have you ever wished you had a whole team to help manage your financial life? That sounds nice, doesn't it? That's the beauty of family office services at Full Suite Wealth. Their experienced advisors bring together everything from high-level investment management, private equity, private credit, options, strategies, to complex legal needs, all customized for you, my friends. It's like having a family office just for yourself, with people who know your story, who know your goals, who understand your vision. If you're serious about planning for the long haul, check them out today. Jason and his team at Full Suite Wealth are here to help you. FullSuiteWealth.com is the website. Again, FullSuiteWealth.com. Build your legacy. Secure your future. All right. Let us now get in to today's content, the show itself, my friends. Okay, so government shutdown, you know this, October 1st. Here we are, October 23rd. By the way, just a little tidbit because I'm excited about this. Kids and I are going to watch the Pacers opening night at Gainbridge Fieldhouse take on the defending NBA champions, the Oklahoma City Thunder. It should be fun tonight. Should be a raucous environment. The last time they played in the Fieldhouse, they were playing the Thunder in Game 6. They blew the Thunder out, forced a Game 7, which, of course, they ultimately lost, and lost their star player Tyrese Halliburton with a torn Achilles, losing Game 7 of the NBA Finals. But that's where we're headed tonight, so I'm a little bit excited about that. So I know it's October 23rd because I knew that my kids have been counting down. Actually, on this board right over here, it says, well, they were counting down. I don't see it. Pacers game night, opening night, one day. That was yesterday. So here we go. So 23 days since the government shutdown. It's a Schumer shutdown, as we've gone through repeatedly and illustrated on this program. There's no denying this. There's no doubt about this, even though I see people like the Lincoln Project, these formerly make-believe Republicans criticizing the Republican Party for the shutdown. It said, I saw them post something like, if you have control of the House, the Senate, and the White House, and the government shuts down, it shows that you're incapable of governing, basically. No, what it shows is that the Democrats, who I've called dramacrats, I've called dramacrats for a long time, term that we coined here, and it's a term that is spot on accurate. I told Oz, of all the things that we say to prove a point, getting into, I don't know, hyperbole or just the nicknaming of people or things and so forth, I think dramacrat is good. And I know it's ours. I'm not bragging, maybe a little bit. I'm not, but it's good because it's exactly what they are. They are engaging in political theater. This is a performance for them. This is not rooted in any sort of reality. They're looking to find a narrative that they can exploit for political purposes. This is political theater at its core. This is all they know how to do. I'm telling you right now, it's all that they know how to do. And so they're engaging in some political theater. And there's a time for political theater. If everything your party does is political theater, though, I think you should ask yourself the question, why? I mean, Trump's open to some good political theater. I'm open to some good political theater, but your whole performance can't feel like it's fabricated, manufactured, scripted, and not real. And see, friends, that is what we have in the Democrat Party, partially because the ideas they tell us that they want to support or that are good for the American people seem like it's pure, utter fantasy. And it actually is pure and utter fantasy. Part of it's because of their behavior, being dramacrats. So they've pretended like they have nothing to do with this. They've pretended like they've been entering into this negotiation or trying to negotiate with Republicans in good faith. None of that has been true. They've shut down the government. They are responsible for this. And the actually eclipsing the $38 trillion debt yesterday, which we have, we're over $38 trillion in debt now. It's actually, that's not a good thing, by the way, but it's a good reminder as to what really is at stake here. And see, ultimately, the government is being shut down. Now, again, in this case, it's being shut down because the Democrats, think about it this way. The Democrats are not happy with the pace of spending that puts us at $38 trillion because the spending pace that hit $38 trillion yesterday is the status quo. That is all Republicans said that we were going to do by passing the clean resolution, the clean CR, I should say, the clean continuing resolution. All they were saying was, let's keep spending levels at the current pace, which yesterday eclipsed $38 trillion in debt. And Democrats weren't happy with that. They decided to basically take the government hostage, take their ball, and go home and shut things down. Now, I think the government is way over bloated. I think that the shutdown doesn't impact the average person in many, many ways. The fear of this has gone in a lot of ways. People are not bothered by this, but I also understand that it hits some people directly and it hits them hard. It hits them hard. If they're employed by the federal government, if they're contractors, if they're doing work with the federal government. And then as this drags on, you've got some other services that are potentially at risk as well. So this is what we're dealing with. It is manufactured. It is a manufactured crisis. And to quote the Democratic leader, Rahm Emanuel, who worked with Obama in the White House, Democrats are, quote, never to let a crisis go to waste. Never let a crisis go to waste. He said that. They believe that, and that's what they're doing now. They've created a crisis, and they're hoping to get political points from this. Pure and simple. Now, what should happen, and I talked about this yesterday, what the Republicans are going to have to do, I don't see any way around this, and I think it's time. I think it's time to play hardball if you're Republicans. You have to understand who you're up against. You're up against a group of people that have no goodwill. There is good faith in negotiations. Don't even trust that for a second. There's no good faith. They have no goodwill. They are there to cause chaos and havoc. Chaos and havoc. That's actually probably names they should give their children. Chaos and havoc, because this is how they live. This is how they operate. This is what they want. It is remarkable to me the number of people who purportedly pretend anyway to know a lot of things about the world, to know a lot of things about government and everything else, yet they fall for this nonsense. This is a spectacle. This is a stunt. This is sophistry. This is political theater. Make no mistake. So, Republicans, as I talked about yesterday on the program, the Republicans have really, I think, no choice. I don't know where the end of this is. This can't continue. They are being infantile, the Democrat Party, they're being infantile, childish babies who are throwing temper tantrums over nothing, over nothing, over their objection to fund the government at the current unsustainable levels. So Republicans have already met them in the territory of insane, of the insanity, or I should say of the insane, in the territory of insanity. Republicans have met them there at their place where they live and abide on a regular basis. The Democrat Party, the Dromocrats, are there in the middle of insanity. Republicans have met them there, and they refuse to sign on to reopen the government. So Republicans have to toughen up. Now, I've talked about on this program for a long time, there's two main reasons Republicans are not trusted by conservatives or not liked oftentimes by conservatives, have disappointed conservatives. Two main reasons. One, they're not conservative enough. The other is that they're whips. And I think that Donald Trump's not a principled conservative, but on these main issues today, and I'm talking about the first, I don't even know, 100 issues, Donald Trump's position is in alignment with conservatism. Now, there might be an example of one or two here and there that I would disagree with, but in general terms, Donald Trump is governing as a conservative. He has for his entire now term and a quarter now, almost term and a quarter. So the problem that Trump solved was that he was a fighter. And look at how it ignited people. People love the guy. Now, I know people hate the guy too, but people love him in major part because of his willingness and desire to fight. Now, there are some people who are never going to like him. I recall a conversation I had with someone who would be open to voting Republican, but she just can't bring herself to vote. Well, of course, now it's not going to happen. There's no more votes for Trump, no matter what they want you to say, and no matter what Trump's level of trolling is, saying Trump 2028, which I love it, by the way. I say stick it to these clowns, these Dromocrats. Give them a dose of their own medicine. But some people would never vote for him, but others have come out of the woodwork to support this guy because they see a guy who doesn't address these problems as a typical politician. In fact, they see a guy that's trying to solve problems, who's trying to solve problems boldly, who's calling out the shenanigans and the nonsense, a guy who is standing upon just common sense a lot of times and a willingness to solve problems, not create them and then go out and campaign on them and then go out and fundraise on them. That's not what Trump does. You might not like some of the things Trump says or some of his policies or whatever, but that's not how Trump operates. That's how most politicians operate, but not Trump. And so here we are facing this situation where the only way through this, I think, is to specifically end the filibuster for this sort of thing, to shut the government down. There's no way. This is not the intent of the rule. The intent of the rule is to keep debate open. The intent of the rule is to encourage more debate, not to shut things down, take your ball, throw a temper tantrum, and go home. That's not the intent of the filibuster rule, and we've got to quit pretending like that's what it's being used for. Now, this is a slippery slope, and Democrats will undoubtedly, when they hope they don't, but if and when they get political power, will look at ways to potentially remove the filibuster in other ways. This has been gradually happening over time, but there's no way, there's no reason we should continue to do this. And I'll tell you something else. There's no reason that these clowns, we played the soundbite yesterday from Sarah Haynes on The View talking with Bernie Sanders about this very thing, but there's no way that these senators and congressmen should be getting paid. If anybody should not be getting paid, it is the people who are involved in deciding whether or not this actually continues or comes to an end. And the idea that other people aren't getting paid and they are is maddening to me. It also goes to show you that they have some discretion about how they set up what happens in the event of a shutdown. And note what they want to do. They want to have a way, these lovers of big government who pout and kick and throw tantrums, they want to have a way to cause the maximum amount of harm for the American people. That's why they're dragging this out. They want it to hurt people so that it helps them politically next November. And it is disgusting, my friends, disgusting. This is not leadership. Leadership is doing the hard things that are necessary. Leadership right now is to piggyback on what John Fetterman, who, by the way, is a Democrat, what he said yesterday or recently, we talked about it yesterday, which is to eliminate or suspend the filibuster for this particular thing, the government shutdown, passing funding bills, continuing resolution. And if that happens, the Democrats are going to be in a woeful state whenever they try to negotiate, because now suddenly the 60-vote threshold on the next continuing resolution isn't necessary. If you can get it to 51 and there's no filibuster, then suddenly this game that's being played with your government, with your tax dollars, that doesn't hurt these jokers and clowns at all. It actually gives them days off of work and paid vacations, paid by you, by the way. It puts an end to the shenanigans. I think that this should absolutely be the next step to suspend or eliminate the filibuster regarding this inability to pass funding to keep the government open. There's no reason. They have demonstrated that they are infantile children throwing temper tantrums. There's no reason to let this continue. This is black and white. This is not even open for debate. The reality is Democrats have repeatedly voted against a clean CR. This is facts. Them's the facts. Democrats have voted time and time again against a clean continuing resolution that would keep the government funded at current levels. Nothing added, nothing taken away. Then negotiation starts. That's the way that this should be done. Instead, they voted to shut it down. Their intent is to inflict as much pain as possible to cause people to be upset with the Republicans, who they will then blame, and who the low information voter, as Rush used to say, will listen to the narrative, won't question anything, and will say Republicans have majority of both houses and the presidency. Why can't they keep the government open? Because of this thing called the filibuster that they'll never take a moment to understand. Not unless the Democrats and the media start telling them how important it is, which they won't because it hurts their cause in this case. This is why we're here. And I say, look, that's right. If they're right, to one degree, the left is right here. The left is correct in saying Republicans, they have control of both houses and the presidency. And if they can't get this done, they've shown an inability to govern. Okay, fine. Then let's get it done and let's remove the filibuster. And then let's stick it to these clowns when they try to negotiate and play hardball on some of these things moving forward. No more filibuster that applies to government shutdowns. We have to have the adults in the room take control. By the way, this leads me to what I want to talk about throughout this conversation as well, which is the redistricting push. The Indiana Republicans, and I know, listen, I'm in Indiana. This has never been an Indiana-centric program. I've always talked about national issues from the perspective of a Hoosier, right? Someone here in flyover country, someone here who has common sense and reason, someone who's just from the heartland, right? And we've not spoken a whole lot specifically about Indiana, but I am today going to do that. But there's a couple of reasons for that. One is it's relevant to other states. What's happening here, the potential redistricting push, is relevant to other states. And it, I think, illustrates some things that we're going to have to do. We're going to have to understand. You know, if you've ever read Sun Tzu's The Art of War, if you haven't, I would encourage you to read it. It would tell you a lot about the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party plays by those rules. The Republican Party oftentimes doesn't. And as a result, they get metaphorically slaughtered sometimes, at least when it comes to messaging and the narrative and so forth. But it's time that we play hardball with these guys. These guys are they're actively harming the country right now. They're actively harming the country. They're wanting to inflict pain upon people through the government shutdown. And we can't have these people, we can't have them having their way in Congress. I'm not here, listen, I'm not saying to take away their rights to cast these ballots or whatever, but it's time for us to start stacking things in our favor that we have control to do, that we have the legal authority to do, which includes drawing districts. The Democrats have done this for decades. We've sat back and said, we're not going to do that. And it's done nothing but hurt us. It's empowered people to be in the Democrat Party like AOC, like Ilhan Omar, like Rashida Tlaib, like Bernie Sanders. These are the types of people that you'll see more of, because the Democrats will push every opportunity to their advantage. And we don't. And we should. I think that we should. Let the politics fall where they may here. The survival of this nation is at stake. My friends, really quickly, as we get into the end of this segment, folks, if you're concerned about cholesterol, your cholesterol, maybe you have a family of high cholesterol, maybe you've had high cholesterol yourself, if you're concerned about your heart, if you're concerned about aging, a great first step in taking care of your heart's health proactively is taking Solti, an all-natural supplement that has been proven to lower cholesterol. Solti.com, S-O-L-T-E-A, that's the website that you can go to. It's very inexpensive. Use promo code Todd. You're going to save 50%, get free shipping. Solti.com, S-O-L-T-E-A, promo code Todd. I have to take a break, my friend. Sit tight, back here in just a minute.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars, and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89 and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk Protein Powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. Call the Hotel Wiz right now. 800-507-3777.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 48 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 48 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds.
You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Welcome back, my friends. Sporting a new haircut here, which I just looked up and saw myself here on the Truth Cam in the studio. Sporting a new haircut. I had a lot taken off. It had been a while since I'd gotten my hair cut. You know, I tell the folks who cut my hair, there was a day when that hair was all black, and it is not now. It's hard to tell on the Truth Cam here. But I can tell you that it is far from that now. It's probably 95% white, which I've read in the Bible, crowns the head of the righteous. I'm just saying, my friends, you can't argue with that. I'm kidding, but you get the idea. All right, so, friends, if you're curious, this is relevant to today, today's Thursday. If you're curious about Kratom, if you want honest answers before you try anything, you're invited to the weekly tea talk from Christopher's Organic Botanicals. It happens every Thursday night, that's tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern time, no pressure, no sales pitch, just real conversations with real people who want to help you understand Kratom, what it is, how it's used, and how to stay safe, and what to avoid as well. Christopher's Organic Botanicals believes education should come first. That's what makes them a little bit different. They're not out here trying to just push a product on you. They're trying to give you something that can help. But there's a lot of bad actors out there, and candidly, a lot of misinformation as well. So if you've got questions about relief, dosage, safety, sourcing, this is the place to ask those questions. They build a community that's focused on truth and not hype. Join the conversation this Thursday, 7 p.m. That's tonight, my friends, Eastern, 7 p.m. Eastern. For more information, go to Christopher'sOrganicBotanicals.com. Again, that's Christopher'sOrganicBotanicals.com. Truth, tradition, transparency, my friends. All right, here in this state, Indiana has 9 congressional districts. Every 10 years, you know this, every 10 years, there is a U.S. Census that is conducted, and it's a count. It is a count of the people. Well, I would have said it's a count of the citizens, but that's not even true anymore because the census counts people who are here illegally as well, which it is absolutely preposterous to me that this is even something that we would consider, that the census is designed to count people who aren't even supposed to be here, because a couple of things happen from that. Number one, most importantly, I guess, the other one's important too, but most importantly, you actually decide how many congressmen a state gets based upon the population. And if you're counting illegal aliens, which they are, and they're not putting them in another bucket that says these people are here, but they're not going towards the citizen count. They are going towards the entire count of the census. They're not broken out. This is they're being factored in to how many representatives a state gets. This is insanity. This is not the way that it's supposed to be. Those are not constituents. Constituents are people who are legally allowed to be here. Illegal aliens are not supposed to be able to vote because they're not supposed to be able to participate, as the left loves to say, in our democracy. The left is, it's just insane. But we've done this. Biden signed an executive order back in 2020 when the census was taken, saying that these folks we're going to be counted. And so it factors into representation. It also factors in, the census does, factors into how many federal dollars come back to an area. And so again, if you have a higher population of illegal immigrants, you actually, you'll get a higher number of dollars coming back from the federal government. I don't like how that whole thing is, how that's set up. That was never the intention of our founding fathers. It's been turned on its head, but that's the way that it operates today. So Indiana has 9 House seats, and currently there's 7 Republicans, 2, these are U.S. Congress seats, right? These are the people that we elect here to send to Washington, D.C. 9 House seats. 2 of them are currently controlled by Democrats or have been elected. They have elected Democrats. The other seven have elected Republicans. Now, this is precisely what Trump did with Texas. He called up Governor Abbott and he said, hey, I think we can squeeze some more seats out of Texas. Would you guys look at redistricting? And they did, and they passed it, and they look like they're going to have the possibility. Look, there's no certainty here. There's no certainty. There's nothing that says any seat is going to belong to either party. What you're doing is you're redistricting in such a way that it looks like, based upon the internal data you have, that the people in that district are more likely to vote Republican, or if the Democrats are redistricting, Democrats. Democrats have done this for years. In fact, that's why they're panicking now. I've gone through this, and maybe we need to do a deep dive. Maybe, listen, one of the things I'm going to do on our website as we continue to grow and evolve this program, there's some things that have really come in very clear for me that we're trying to get to. And one of those will be some deeper dives on issues on the website. Maybe we do those on here as well. I don't know. It's hard, especially when you're talking about numbers and data, to talk about it over the airwaves or on a podcast. But maybe some of these things we can do a deeper dive on. But you can go state by state here, and you can find, I mean, remember, we just talked about, I think this last week, Harry Enten of CNN said that if all these things, Supreme Court decisions, redistricting, court rulings that say, you know, certain amount of districts have to be majority black districts and all that stuff, if those things get stricken from the current legal interpretation here in this great nation, and if Republicans redistrict things in all the states, and even if Democrats redistrict and they both try to maximize whatever they have out there to the best of their ability, when all of the dust settled, Harry Enten of CNN, through his analysis, said that Republicans could gain 19 seats in the House of Representatives. And I think that wasn't even including a couple of other little details that could make that number even higher. So potentially into the 20 seats they could gain, which is massive, my friends, a massive, massive swing there if that were to happen. And the reason, this is the point, the reason the Republicans stand to gain so much is because they've not been doing this, at least, I'm not saying they've never done it, but they've not been doing it at the clip Democrats have been doing it. If you hear Democrats say, look, we're trying to put an end to the gerrymandering, this is a truce. Republicans won't come out and universally stand against gerrymandering. We're the ones who are trying to be in favor, the Democrats would say, the Dramocrats would say, we're in favor of a fair districting, right? That's what they want you to believe. But the only reason they're ready to do that now is because they've maxed it out. And the numbers I just told you are evidence of that. The reasons Republicans have more to gain is because they've done it less in the past. This is right there for anybody who wants to see. And so now they're upset. Now they're bothered. And as Trump actively and openly calls for states like Indiana, like Texas, to redistrict, this is just not the way it's done. These are normally backroom phone calls that people will deny having. Doesn't even make the news because, again, these are backroom deals that typically happen outside of the limelight, but not when President Trump is in the White House. Talk about transparency, by the way. Trump says, look, I'm trying to get a political advantage. I'm trying to make sure the House of Representatives stays in Republican hands in 2025, after the 2026 midterms, so that our agenda doesn't get derailed. That would be his last. He would say this would be my last chance to make America great again. We're trying to get momentum here, fix these problems, right? We're trying to deal with things, not have hearing after hearing in the House, which is certainly going to happen, putting a wrench in the gears of anything Trump wants to do. And so Indiana has been approached about this, but apparently, according to the spokesperson from the Senate Pro Tem's office, Rod Bray, who's actually, believe it or not, in our district, he's our state senator. I know Rod a little bit, and I've known him for some time. Maybe I'll invite him on the program, but he says that there's not enough votes to make the redistricting effort happen. If they did redistrict, it's believed Republicans could squeeze one more Republican district out of these nine, making it 8-1. And there's a supposed chance, some people would say that they could get two seats. out of this, and Indiana could be a 9-0 Republican state for when it comes to, you know, how many Republican congressmen versus Democrat congressmen the state will send to Washington, D.C. So I'm up against the time, my friend. So we'll talk about that a little bit more after the break as we get into the last segment here of the program. Friends, let's face it. There's a lot of companies out there that do not share your values, that in many cases, not that they just don't share them, they stand in direct opposition to them, to your conservative values, to your Christian values. The good news is that we do not have to invest in them. At 48 Financial, they specialize in biblically responsible investing. They'll help us screen out companies that go against our faith and values and create a plan that's tailored to your goals, my friends. They'll handle all the heavy lifting so we can focus on what really matters, which, of course, is your family and the things that are important to you specifically, including the advancement of your beliefs and values, not funding people who are promoting ideas that are antithetical to those. So if you want to see if your current investments align with your values or to what degree that they do, go to 48financial.com/Todd. That's 48financial.com/Todd. And you can take an assessment. It's quick. It's painless. It's easy. 48 Financial, because your values matter. So does your money. I've got to take a break, my friend. Sit tight. Back in a minute.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Let me tell you about my brother. He owns a mechanic shop, and he's been receiving all these notices from the IRS about missing payroll forms going back to 2021, ones I know he sent in. Luckily, I'm a payroll restoration specialist, and I'm helping him figure out what's missing and make things right with the IRS so he doesn't have to stress about it. If you find yourself in the same boat as my brother, then let me help fix the problem for you. Find a link to book a call at payrollrestoration.com.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Third, final segment of this, the Todd Huff Show. I'm not going to be able, this is 2 days now, I've wanted to get to the White House ballroom project and the reaction of Democrats and the media. I'm not going to have time to get to that today. I'm not sure. Well, either, I'm learning here, I'm actively learning. So, when I get to that point, when I can't get to a topic, there's two things that can happen. One, I can hold it to discuss the next day. The problem is none of us know what's going to happen overnight. And sometimes these things get pushed out to where at some point it becomes irrelevant to talk about it because it gets pushed out so much. So the other thing that I do and have done and will continue to do is put this in our newsletter, something that I just didn't have time to get to today. Some things I like talking about. Some things are easier to write about. Some things are easier to talk about. This is one I think I would like to talk about, but I don't want to push it off. So I might put it in today's newsletter. I don't know. Just those are the two things I do with, I'm going to be doing with topics or issues that I don't have time to get to. So that one I'm not going to be able to get to. So let's get back here. We talked about redistricting. We talked about the Senate, the Senate pro tem, Rod Bray, who said that there are not enough votes in the Senate for redistricting. That's what a spokesperson from his office said. So as I said off the top, one of the things we have to come to grips with quickly, and I got to tell you, I like Rod, by the way. So this isn't directed at Rod. I mean, maybe, I don't know, specifically, we would have to find out. That's why we might reach out to him. I don't know. We might see about having him on the program. That's a possibility. But there's a lot of Republicans out there that still don't acknowledge what we are up against. We are up against. Listen, I'm not saying every Democrat. I have an olive branch permanently in my hand for people on the left, even liberals who want to engage in figuring out these problems and not hating America and not going completely bonkers with some of these policies, staying away from wokeness. But we have to understand what that is. I talk about it on a regular basis. The radical left is a godless, it is a godless ideology. It is morally bankrupt. The entire ideology is built upon lies, built upon, at its core, my friends, I mean, it is an anti-God state of mind. I know that sounds harsh to some people, but I am telling you, the woke extreme radical left, which is not all Democrats, hear me say that. I don't know the percentages. The percentage is growing amongst the radical left, even though the percentage and proportion of Democrats is decreasing. I think proportionally, there's more people that are on the radical left. It's becoming a more and more polarizing movement and party. The reality is we have to understand what we're up against. And we have to do whatever it takes, legally, ethically, morally. I'm not saying anything that's beyond those things. But it is within the power of Republican state legislators to redistrict at this particular point in time. I know it's not common. I know it's not the normal practice, but I know what stands on the other side. And that is godlessness and lawlessness and absolute moral depravity. That's what we're up against. And so we have to defeat these folks. We have to be willing to use whatever tools are at our disposal. I understand that you might be held politically accountable for this. Explain it. Articulate it. Your job as a politician. But weak Republican candidates, weak Republican elected officials have a lot of blame in this situation. They haven't fought back. They have given way too much of the benefit of the doubt to these people who are the extreme, radical, godless left. They've trusted these people who cheer for the murder of American citizens. Who we've seen the videos. I saw that there was another teacher who was at a No Kings protest or something, and she was putting her finger up to her neck, acting like she was pulling a trigger of the gun, metaphorically or symbolically here, shooting herself in the neck like Charlie Kirk. These are people who oftentimes end up being in our public education system. I think that individual was. This is what we are up against. You cannot negotiate with these people. You have to defeat them. And I mean defeat them at the ballot box. I mean defeat them out here in the free marketplace of ideas. I don't want these people harmed or anything like that. I want their ideology stamped out of existence is what I want. Not by law or by force, but by winning so much. By overwhelmingly just annihilating their viewpoints and their positions and communicating it to the American people and winning elections. That's what needs to happen. And we have to be very, very aggressive about this. And we've sat on our hands for far too long. I'm in favor of this redistricting situation, my friends. I'm in favor of having this happen. I know it's not popular amongst some, especially for the Republicans who believe that they can somehow make sense and work with some of these people who are extremely unhinged, who want boys in girls' locker rooms, boys in girls' sports, people who claim that abortion is not murdering a human being, which they say those things as well. That's just scratching the surface. Anyway, I'm out of time. Music's telling me it's time to wrap up. Folks, have a great day. Thank you for listening. SDG.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Hi, I'm Shannon Baumann-Tice, owner of PayrollRestoration.com. I fix broken payroll. A client came to me after their business partner died. That partner was the one who did all the payroll. Well, at least they were supposed to. It was discovered payroll returns hadn't been filed correctly since 2016. I've been able to take away the stress surrounding the threatening IRS and state letters. If you have payroll problems, find a link to book a call at PayrollRestoration.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACS Tactical.com.